At a cafeteria just a couple miles from the Port of Houston, James Caldwell is having lunch. He's a community activist here on Houston's east side. Between bites, he's telling us about what he saw on a recent fact-finding trip to another big port, the Port of Los Angeles.
The enormity of it was just overwhelming. What we saw there is going to be bigger here.
Caldwell went to L.A. to see how it handled enormous growth in shipping, because the same sort of growth is predicted for the Port of Houston. Ships hauling supersized containers from Asia that currently unload their cargo in L.A. are expected to start coming to ports on the Gulf Coast via a newly widened Panama Canal. The increase in shipping will be great for the Texas economy, but it could also put huge new burdens on local highways and potentially on the quality of the air. The reason? The cargo is unloaded often onto diesel-powered trucks, which already roll by the thousands each day up and down the streets and highways in and around the Port of Houston. Listen to what happened in L.A. years ago. Philip Sandfield is a spokesperson for the Port of Los Angeles.
What was happening in the early 2000s is the port was growing at double-digit pace year in, year out. It got to the point where there was a lot of pollution around here. There were health studies showing that diesel particulate matter was a cancer-causing agent.
The fear of what that microscopic soot or particulate matter in diesel exhaust was doing to people led to demands that something be done. The result was what LA called a Clean Air Action Plan. It provided money to truck companies to replace older, dirtier running trucks with newer ones built since 2008 that have federally mandated cleaner running engines.
The results have been nothing less than remarkable. We went from 16,000 dirty trucks to about 10,000 clean trucks.
The LA port spokesperson says that has meant far less diesel exhaust in the air, a big consideration in LA because particulate pollution from diesel engines and other sources violates federal standards. Houston is currently in compliance with those federal standards, but just barely. What's more, there's concern about how particulate pollution is measured in Houston, says environmental engineer Rob Griffin at Rice University.
There are areas in Houston where we don't know what the particulate matter level is at all.
Griffin is working on a two-year study using pollution detection equipment mounted on a pickup truck that'll collect data all over town.
We are going to have a lot of data. This is going to be an incredibly massive project.
Potentially, it could show how much diesel pollution comes from the port, information local and state governments could use to take action. But they may find the pollution to be less than feared, says John Esparza with the Texas Trucking Association.
That problem is going away. Now, the number of trucks is definitely going to go up, so that's still something to be concerned with.
But Esparza says unlike L.A.'s experience years ago, trucks in Houston today are newer and cleaner running.
If you take a good hard look at what's operating in and out of the port, what you're going to see is the majority of those trucks are 2008 and newer engines.
Texas has a program, somewhat similar to L.A.'s, to pay truckers to replace their older models. But it hasn't done enough to reduce particulate pollution, says Adrian Shelley with the group Air Alliance Houston.
Diesel trucks are a huge component of that problem.
The increase in traffic won't come overnight. It'll take years, but by most accounts will be substantial. Less certain is if it will affect pollution on the Gulf Coast, as it did years ago on the West Coast. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.